Much attention has been paid to the U.S. presidential elections that are still 14 months away. The Republican Party has held two televised debates that were watched by millions of people. They have been loud, colorful, and intense. In the most recent debate this week, 11 candidates crowded a stage in California. When they weren't critical of the Democrats, they insulted each other. The race on the Democratic Party side has been calmer. Leading candidate Hillary Clinton has been holding small, private events to meet with citizens and donors. Her closest competitor, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, has been drawing large crowds across the country. But the Democrats have not held any debate so far. While Mr. Sanders talks with his audiences about issues, he has not attracted as much media coverage as Mr. Trump and Ms. Clinton. Some critics say it is because he is not as charismatic as the other candidates. Much of the election discussion has reported on the personalities of the candidates. Headlines focus on businessman Donald Trump, who is described as brash and incendiary. Those stories are often paired with news about how Ms. Clinton is considered cold and aloof. How much do those personalities impact what Americans think and how they vote? What issues are most important to Americans? The latest research from longtime polling company Gallup shows no one issue dominates Americans' perception at the moment. Unlike previous elections, the 2016 presidential campaign may be fought over a variety of issues, says Gallup. However, immigration, economy, and government remain the top U.S. issues, the company says. Gallup notes that recent political talk may influence voters' answers. Donald Trump's presidential campaign has focused on immigration. Gallup says Americans who name immigration as a top problem may reflect the emphasis it has received by Mr. Trump. The migrant crisis in Europe and young Latin American immigrants coming to the U.S. last year may also influence those who answered the poll. In June, before immigration became a campaign theme, the Pew Research Center asked Americans about immigration. Pew found that 72% of Americans said undocumented immigrants in the U.S. should be allowed to stay. Pew also said that response had not changed much for the past 2 years. Americans are as concerned about the economy and jobs, according to other polling and research companies. Pew reports that 56% of those polled say they cannot keep up with family expenses. Nearly half say they have lost a job, cannot pay for health care, or have been unable to pay bills. Of families who earn less than $30,000 a year, 66% say they have had at least one serious financial problem, and 58% said local jobs were difficult to find. The public's views of the national economy remains bleak, Pew said in a September 4th report. Voters continued to report their unhappiness with government, according to Gallup. 17% of those polled, that's 4% higher than last month, reported dissatisfaction about Congress, politicians, poor leadership, corruption, and abuse of power. Candidates like Mr. Trump and brain surgeon Ben Carson may be doing better in the polls because they do not have government experience. That might appeal to voters who are dissatisfied with government, Gallup says. As summer officially ends, polls also find that Mr. Trump's popularity numbers have dipped. According to Rasmussen Reports, another research organization, Republicans they surveyed lowered Donald Trump's chances for the presidential nomination for the second week in a row. I'm Jonathan Evans.